This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Denver School Board broke the law when it held a closed meeting to discuss a shooting at East High School. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
A district court judge ordered Denver Public Schools to release the recording of the five-hour emergency meeting. After listening to it, he ruled that the board engaged in a substantial discussion which violated the state's open meetings law. The meeting was held a day after a shooting at East High School, where two administrators were injured. A group of media outlets brought the lawsuit when they were denied access. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Suncor Energy has been fined more than $15,000 for violating safety regulations at its Commerce City refinery. Inspectors with OSHA found the company did not follow rules for handling highly hazardous chemicals. A fire at the refinery in December injured two workers. Representatives for Suncor did not respond to a request for comments. State Highway 7 could stay closed through the end of the month. CDOT has been removing rocks from the highway since June 14th, when a rock slide left boulders strewn across the road. Both sides of the highway are shut down. The road connects Lyons and Allen's Park. It's one of the routes into Rocky Mountain National Park. CDOT says the cleanup is about 90% done. They hope to have everything cleared out by late next week. We are expecting more news from Colorado Springs and the plea hearing in the Club Q shooting that's going on right now, and we'll hear more about it just a little later. Colorado Springs, Metro Denver, and the Front Range have a sunny day. Highs getting up close to 90 this afternoon. This is CPR News.